Next up, we've got Third Cat.
I'm stuck in a hole. No matter how loud I scream and shout, there's just no way. No way I can never get out.
Hope against hope, it's dark down below. Find a way to go, so love still grows.
You don't hear a fade in very often. Like, fading out is, I guess, considered not cool these days. But, like, you don't hear fade-ins very often, so that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, we've been criticized for fade-outs, so we stopped using them.
Yeah. Even though
fade-outs, I'm not entirely sure why. Yeah.
Yeah, why are they out of style?
I don't know.
I think they were overused at some point. Like, in the 70s, I seem to remember the fade-out was the most popular way of ending a song.
I don't know. I always have this kind of feeling about how there is this assumed sort of superiority for songs that you can play front to back live. And you can't do an effective fade out live. So the thought of
foreshadowing
the fade out. The thought of the fade out, I think, is that it just sort of goes on indefinitely. I don't quite know. Whenever we've done it in the past, I think we've been dinged for it.
I have noticed in listening to songs now that when there is a fade out, it kind of draws my attention to it in a way that probably isn't what the artist had in mind. So if that's true for others as well, I can see why it may be on the decline.
I think that occasionally there are sort of mixing problems with the fade out, like unintentionally, even though the whole thing is fading out at the same rate. I think sometimes, you know, something will predominate later in the fade out. Like if you have everything mixed really well at the beginning of the fade out, then as you go out sort of midway through the fade out, something that you didn't intend will just pop out of the mix. And that might be it. I'm not entirely sure, but at least that might be part of it. But I think it's more kind of a stylistic thing that people are complaining about.
Yeah. I mean, when it really works, it's this feeling that you get that this chorus that you love, 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 is just going on forever and ever just out of your hearing. And I think it leaves you with a warm, fuzzy feeling. That's how I felt about it when I heard it as a kid. I was like, oh, it's great. That song is just playing forever. I just can't hear it right now. And it made you feel good.
Who knows? Maybe it's just so that the DJs can start talking over it. Yeah, there's this fade down during this podcast. We fade in and we fade out for every song. And so maybe there is this practical aspect to it. Who knows?
Yeah, true. So getting back to Third Cat, this is another song with a tiny, tiny word count. Second verse, same as the first. And I think that's
only eight lines.
Yeah, it's only eight lines. And I think that helps make this song feel a little bit fragmenty and less than a complete song. I mean, to compare it with the Possum Sauce song, I think the Possum Sauce song is even shorter, but it feels complete just because all of the elements of the arrangement are there. And when you get to the end, you're not like, huh, I'm at the end. Did it feel like a journey? With this song, I feel like it's not quite a journey. Like, it just kind of starts, things happen, and it ends. It's not very satisfying.
I thought the exact opposite.
Really?
Actually, I thought, like, in my notes, I was surprised after listening to it that there were only eight lines of lyrics, because I thought it did feel like a fully realized song, and that was one thing I found impressive about it.
Yeah, it's interesting how we have different takeaways from the same input data.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like the warbly affected guitar at the end?
I don't know that I really paid a lot of attention to that. Like, I didn't really take note of that.
That's kind of the only part of the song that I found really interesting. I liked it, the outro, but I thought the lyrics and melody themselves seemed a little throwaway and not particularly interesting. But the ending part I thought was very interesting, but I don't think it quite made up for an otherwise humdrum song.
I thought the chorus had potential. It sounded like it was almost imported from a different song, like maybe even something in the Americana / folk / country tradition.
I thought the very beginning of the song, like the intro of the song, had a lot of potential that way, and then it just sort of didn't gel. But like the guitar sound that he uses in the beginning, I thought, okay, this is going to be something intriguing and something that'll draw me in, and it sort of didn't accomplish that for me.
I think I liked it more than you. At first, I think I didn't like it all that much. It seemed kind of boring the first few times through, but then as I listened to it more, eventually I thought it seemed both simple and sophisticated at the same time. I liked how he had this Teddy vocal with the bouncy guitar underneath, and I felt like there was kind of a lot more to it than meets the eye somehow.
That is not unusual for Third Cat. They do tend to have a lot more than meets the eye in a lot of their songs. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember how we raved about some of his panning moves. Like, we were just blown away that he panned some guitar out of the way to make room for something else. So, yeah, there's a lot of subtle little things in his songs.
Not just that. Some of his choices were so, just blew me away throughout, you know, a lot of his entries. And this one, again, that bit with the outro is very, very interesting. But I don't think it quite made up for the rest of the problems that I had with the song. But I respect that that Mark felt differently.
Yeah.
I often feel like he's doing something that I don't quite understand. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. But I thought this was pretty good.